Blog Talk Radio.
Real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real, real phony gon' recognize, still, still, reckon I will.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get to shine, now throw your hands.
That's that Mobb Deep, baby. What up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome to WMMG, home of the KIRP radio show, and you are B.I.G. in my book if you're listening right now, baby. You know who it is. It's your boy. It's P. Pudgy, Al Tariq, whatever you want to call me. Just don't call me out my name because I'll get at you like my man did this weekend at the NAACP Mother's Day event. Shout out to all the mothers out there. Chatham County, you are B.I.G. in my book today. I know some folks out there listening. Shout out to all my people in the Carolinas. We are the number one. The number one, not two, not three. And that's cool to be two, three, or four. You know, we give a medal to everybody these days. We try to make people feel good, I hear. But I don't know nothing about being number two or number three. We are the number one conservative talk radio show in and probably outside, but at least in the Carolinas. So we are doing our thing right now. KIRP radio show. Keeping it real with Pudgy, man. I appreciate everybody listening. And what's the deal? Huh? Got to get some people out there to call me up. I might take some calls today. I might not. Who knows how I feel? I'm on my Rush Limbaugh thing today. I'm not on my Tom Joyner thing today because I might keep laughing and y'all won't understand nothing I say. But I'm on my Limbaugh today. I might not take a call on my Glenn Beck today while I sip on this nice, I was about to say Merlot, but that's nasty to me. It's some juice. Some crayon apple juice. You know, I just thought about it. I just did it, too. Before I even get into what the show is about today, why is it that, I'm going to say my people, every time we drink something, let me drink something. This is an automatic thing. Listen, y'all, listen close. Listen now, listen. Why we do the ah with it after every time we swallow? Why do we do the ah? Like, it's like we got to brag to somebody who's thirsty, like, how good this is. It's good. It's good stuff. Y'all know nothing about that. Somebody give me a shout-out if you do the ah every time you drink something. I don't even know why I do that. It's kind of a brainwashing thing, I guess. And I bet my grandma used to do it. My granddad do it. It's one of them things, like, when you're real hot and you swallow something, you just be like, ah. Anyway, man, shout-out to all my folks out there who left comments on the Facebook pages, on the Twitter pages, all over. The folks that send the hate mail, I don't call it email anymore. I just straight up call it hate mail. Not that people are hating on me, but they definitely hating at me, and they trying to get at me. But it's all love, though, and I appreciate y'all coming through. Appreciate y'all showing me love. And if you're not talking about me at all, that means I'm not doing my job, because you're not going to agree with me all the time, and I'm damn sure not going to agree with y'all. So shout out to all my people out there who send the hate mail, the Twitter mail, the Facebooks, all that. If you're listening on the radio right now, it's 619-638-8559 is the number. KIRPRadioShow.com is the page. On Facebook, it's Facebook.com/KIRPRadioShow. And you can hit us up on Twitter. Use that @ KIRPRadioShow. Use that @ NC Pudgy to hit up me. Tell me everything I pissed you off about. All the good, all the bad, all the happy, all the sad. You know, I love your input, man. I appreciate everybody coming through and doing what you do and what you don't do. But today's show, we have several guests. Well, I think I pissed them off over the weekend because I was posting stuff just like I normally do on my Facebook. And I was posting my comments to let people know what the show is going to be about, this, that, and the third. And I was supposed to have some supremacists, white, some Aryan, people from the Aryan Brotherhood. I know y'all listening. And I don't know if they're going to call in now after all. Frankly, I don't care. I'm still going to talk about what I want to talk about. But, you know, all this white power that we're hearing about, these guys are supposed to come on here and tell us why they are hate groups, why they actually are racial enthusiasts. I think that was the word one of them used, and I feel like he used it incorrectly. But he says, you know, we don't hate black people. We're not racist, and we don't hate black people. We just believe in supreme white power, the Aryan Brotherhood, the Cro-Magnon man, is what he said, and that's where they come from, the Cro-Magnon, the Neanderthal, in other words, folks, the Neanderthal man. That's where I'm serious. I mean, that's where they say the original white man comes from. Now, I don't personally happen to agree with that, but I'm going by what these folks are saying. You know what I mean? And, while we're on the topic, we also have some some pro-black folks, you know, and there's a page that I go on to that I spend some time on Facebook, and I do a lot of commenting on there, and a few other pages on the net, you know, I spend some time on there and listen to what these individuals have to say. So that made me ask the question, is black socialism or white socialism, or black supremacy and white supremacy, is that actually needed? You know, how do you feel, you know, what makes one race better? You know, a lot of black folks say we're superior because we are from the original 7 tribes. Do your research, folks. It's not going to be a history lesson today. We just want to talk about some things. We want to cover some current events. And, you know, we want to talk about some socialist issues and some Marxism, a little anarchism, and, you know, you talk about revolution and this, that, and the third. So if you feel some kind of way, hit me up. Let me know how you feel. If you don't, I might not answer the phone. If you do, I might. I don't know. Who knows what might happen. Shout out to my people over there at Jeff Bunk, my man who take care of a lot of home repairs for the people in Alamance County. Got to give a shout out to that man. He does a bunch of work for the low. So if you want to hit him up, you need some work done, look out, search for Jeff Bunk. Home repair. I got his card here somewhere. I guess we'll run a commercial sometime later. I don't know if we're going to do that or not, but it is what it is. How many people saw the roast? I won't even call it a roast. The beat down that the president gave Donald Trump over this weekend. The beat down. Mr. Trump, I got some news for you, brother. And a lot of people don't believe it. But, man, these shoes right here too big for you, brother. too big for you. Right now, the big issue is the president showed his birth certificate. A lot of people are happy about that. The president finally showed his long form birth. That's the first time in my life I ever heard somebody talk about a long form birth certificate. Normally, it was you got your birth certificate, you got a copy of your birth certificate, you got a little bitty card or something like that. You know, you present your card and you go on about your business. And a lot of people disagree with the president having to either show his birth certificate at all. And I don't know, it was 10 after, got to go to a commercial. I'm going to come back, and when I come back, I'm going to let y'all know how I feel about that. You know, what I feel about the president having to show his birth certificate at all, or if the president had to show his birth certificate at all. You know what I mean? You know, we play good, but this time, baby, you got some songs you want to send to me, man. I try to work them into the show. I'll absolutely get them into the radio show to be working out later. Going to commercial, right?
Do you have a garage full of old junk? At least you think it's old junk. How about a storage that you've been paying the bill on for so long and you've just been moving stuff into and you're ready to get rid of it when you look at it all the time? Well, if you do, make sure you contact Faulkner's Antiques before you throw it away. Again, that's Faulkner's Antiques out of Burlington, North Carolina. Faulkner's will pay you top dollar for estates, sterling, old furniture, pottery, signs, old toys, and etc. Faulkner's Antiques, they specialize in some of the most prolific antiques in this part of Eastern North Carolina or the USA. So make sure you contact Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. Again, that's Wayne Prophet. That's the man you want to talk to at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. And if you get a hold of Wayne, guess what? He'll come to you free of charge. And if you can't get home at that, make sure you dial 336-675-4897. And don't forget, Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques says, don't forget the reason for the season.
You're listening to WMMG, home of the KIRP radio show, baby. We are now 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you. If you want more information about KIRP radio show, hit us up online. You can visit the website at www.kirpradioshow.com. Again, that's www.kirpradioshow.com. If you're logging online and you're on some social sites, make sure you hit us up and like our page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/KIRP Radio Show. Add yourself to the page. You can leave a comment. You can talk about the topics, and we'll try our best to get them all and read them off on the show. And if you're also on Twitter, send us a tweet at @KIRP Radio Show, or you can hit up the host, and that's me, that's Pudgy, @NC Pudgy. Like I said, we are now over 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you, baby. We started out November 28th, 2010, and now we're taking it through 2011 and beyond. We are the KIRP Radio Show, and if you don't know what that stands for, that's keeping it real with Pudgy, baby. If you want more information about emailing, or you want information about advertising, or you want to know where we're going to be here and there, hit us up, KIRPradio@gmail.com or WMMG500@gmail.com, and someone will get back to you as soon as possible. Like I said, it's all because of you, baby. 100,000 listeners strong, and we're going on from here. I appreciate you, and one love. Yeah, you're listening to WMMG, home of the KIRP radio show, baby. We are back on the air, talking about a few different issues today, you know. Topic of the show is about black power, white power, racial supremacy, racial equality, and, you know, how do you really feel about that? You know what I mean? So there's a lot of things we got to talk about, a lot of different things we got to go over, a lot of different things we got to share. I guess it's pretty much opinion-based, you know, for the most part. Everything that I'll be talking about will be opinion-based. And, you know, you can just take it with a grain of salt. But right now, especially, you know, before we get into more of the show, I just wanted to continue on talking about one of the big issues that happened over this past week. And that issue was President Barack Obama, old drama, I call him, actually coming out with his birth certificate. And a lot of people feel a certain kind of way about this. You know, some people say that the president was a setup. You know, he'd been planning this all along, and the opposition fell into his trap. A lot of people like to believe that the birth certificate is fake, you know, no matter that they showed it. And then there are a bunch of people who think that it doesn't matter. In my mind, I would like to say it doesn't matter, okay? In my mind, I'd like to say it wouldn't matter. And explaining myself further, the reason I say it wouldn't matter is because I don't feel like I feel like this is rewind. To believe one thing, in my mind, you got to believe another, okay? So, first of all, to believe that the president isn't a U.S. citizen, to believe that he's not qualified to be the actual president of the United States, frankly, it should have been done at the beginning. Like a friend of mine said, if the Clintons couldn't do it, it couldn't be done. And I hope most of us listening to this show know the power of the Clintons. Jesus. In essence, though, it's like when you go apply for a regular job, folks. You're not going to get a job as a mechanical engineer or as a molecular chemist or scientist without qualifications and without good qualifications. And I most likely believe that they will be checked. I don't think that the establishment would allow the president to be the president without checking those qualifications, if you will. And first and foremost, I think it would have been the birth certificate, because that was the huge issue of it all, for the most part. So, do I care? No, hell no, I don't care. I could care less. All I know is that during the election, President Obama, despite all his Planned Parenthood and this, that, and the third, and all the pork and all the people he owed favors to that we didn't know about, and his preaching, all this other crazy stuff, despite all of that, so far as presenting himself in the general election, not the primary and all this stuff, presenting himself in the general election, I'm sorry, but he was the more suitable and appropriate person to vote for. Go back and look at the debate, people. It's on the KRP radio show. You better search it. Look for news. It's somewhere on there in the archives. If you look back in the debates, he owned the debates, man, and he commanded the debates. He owned it. He was real precise about what he had to say and what he was talking about. And if you didn't know about the underlying issues, that's who you would have voted for. Well, guess what? Mainstream America, not everybody, but mainstream America does not look back into the past on their candidates. Time after time again, we get people elected that aren't really qualified according to the jobs that they held and the stance that they believe in, but they get elected because they had a good run during election year, during the election season. They had a good run, and that was President Obama. We never saw anybody run an election like that before. His ground game was tight. Everything was smooth. You know, people were too busy talking about the damn teleprompter and his teleprompter and just crazy stuff, man. Just crazy stuff, instead of actually attack what he did in the past and what he said in the past and what he stood for. You didn't hear about that stuff. I know personally I wouldn't have voted for him just off the Planned Parenthood thing alone. Just off the Planned Parenthood funding alone and how he supported those people, because I personally don't believe in abortion. That's just me. I don't have a problem saying that I voted for him. I don't have a problem saying that why I wouldn't have voted for him. Not at all. As I'm sitting across the room looking at this piece of cheesecake my guest in the studio has. Yeah. Jesus. cheesecake. But anyway, before I went all off here, this weekend the president released his birth certificate. And it was a brand new looking birth certificate. I guess he didn't release it. If I'm not mistaken, State of Hawaii actually released it. If I'm not mistaken, I'm sure they had to have his permission of some sort. But I think the State of Hawaii released his birth certificate. And, you know, he have it nowadays right before our face. And, man, I really hope that this thing goes away. I hope I don't have to hear about a damn birth certificate again and if he's a citizen or not. I'm sick of hearing that, okay? I don't want to hear it no more. Done deal. It is what it is. Blase, blase, blah. Now let's get down to the nitty-gritty, as my grandparents used to say. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Let's start talking about policy. Let's start talking about issues. Let's start talking about funding. Let's talk about fundamental differences. Let's talk about the black community, if you will. Who's doing what for the black community, personally? What group of people? Who's doing what for the urban community? Who's funding the urban community? You know, while we're talking about funding all these different people, who's funding the black community? And let me tell you who's funding the black community. Democrats. Democrats are funding the black community. They're funding us with housing. They're funding us with broken social programs. They're funding us on the belief that, I'll say on the junk belief, on a false premise that all Republicans are bad. Don't get it twisted. There's some effed up Republicans out here too, just like there's some effed up Democrats out here. They're funding us on the theories and the beliefs that taxation for the rich isn't being done appropriately. Personally, I don't know how somebody can believe. First person called me. Listen, right now I got an Ed Hardy bag that I'm going to give away next week. I got an Ed Hardy bag on the wall. If anybody has ever worked for a poor man and has reached the level of success that they wanted to working for that poor person, give me a call up, prove it, the bag is yours. I'll throw $100 in it. It'll never happen. A poor person will never work for another poor person to become rich. You might be rich spirit, you might be rich at heart, but you definitely won't be rich in your pockets. You will be broke. You will remain as broke as the person who's paying you, most likely. You may get over a little. Hell, you may get over a lot, but you definitely won't reach the level of some of the Donald Trumps out there and the George Soros and the Bill Chamberlain out there, Cheney out there. You won't reach the level. But anyway, moving right along, looking into the current events. Oh, man, how could I forget this? For the folks at Alabama, Jesus, man, my heart goes out to you all. Just a couple weeks ago, North Carolina went through a horrific platoon, if you will, of tornadoes that ran rapid through the North Carolina state, also in the South Carolina state. And it left a lot of people without homes, without a job, without the things that they worked for all of their life. And my heart goes out to you all, man. I don't know what I could do. So far, what we've done as a group, you know, a group of friends and myself, all we did was we heard about the North Carolina thing now, and I'm getting to the Alabama thing in a minute. But just here in North Carolina, we gathered a bunch of cardboard boxes and donated them to the Red Cross because they said that I know out in Alamance County they didn't get any money from FEMA, or they didn't qualify for money from FEMA. So people were donating food and clothing and, you know, other items that they needed in hopes that it will make up some of the difference of the funding that they didn't get or the help that they didn't get from FEMA. So what we did, we just got together a bunch of cardboard boxes from work, and, you know, we saved everything. We broke it down, and right now they're in the back of my truck, and I'm waiting on the Red Cross to give me a call back. I guess I'll leave another message, and we'll try to get those cardboard boxes over to them. But if anybody want to donate something, I don't like to say contact so-and-so. If you can do it yourself, it will be great. If you want to donate bottled water or something like that, because, see, I don't know what groups take this money and do what they want to do with it. I don't know what groups don't divide the money up right, or they only take a percentage of the money. And, you know, a lot of times you got to watch these charities, man, because when people are a charitable organization, they don't have to give all the money to the charity. A lot of the times it's only a minute amount. It's only like a 15 or a 10 or even a 3% that actually goes to the charities. So, I mean, the charities that they're the sponsors. So, you know, you got to watch who you're giving this stuff out to. But if anybody want to donate water or canned foods, you know, we won't take your money, but we'll definitely take your goods, and I'll give you an address to ship it to. You can ship this stuff out. I'll make sure to take care of it the way it should be taken care of. I'll even videotape it if you like. Send the items to me, to the KRRP radio show, and send us a note with it, you know, how you would like us to divide the items up or get the food and the clothes out to the people. I know where I work, 9 to 5, we have a store in Alabama. And at one point we had only heard from one team member and his family, and we didn't know what to think. I think the first report that I got, and I did post that on Facebook, I think the first report that I got was saying that there was a whole block destroyed. You know, we had only heard from one team member. We don't know if we're going to hear from anybody else or what may have you. Turns out, though, everybody from the facility down there was okay, despite a number of them losing everything that they own, everything to their name, everything that they've ever owned in life before in their home. It was lost. There were city blocks destroyed. You know, there have been reports of people not even knowing where their neighborhood is. You know, people driving around or trying to drive around the city, looking at landmarks that were left standing, which was very few. If you go to the KRRPradioshow.com, go to the KRRPradioshow.com, there's a news report on there. And I think it's going to link you to Yahoo News as well. But there's some links on there. There's a couple of pictures on there of the aftermath of the tornado that hit in Alabama this past week. So, you know, folks, just when you think you're doing bad, there's always somebody else that's doing worse. Just when you think you lost something that was of value to you, there's somebody else that lost everything. You know what I mean? So, actually, I want everybody to take time and to think about the people in the United States. No disrespect to the people in Japan. I did watch that tsunami. But just look at the people that are very close to you, whom you can reach out to. I remember when the tsunami came, a lot of people was ranting and raving about, oh, I wish I can go to Tokyo. Oh, I'm sorry, I wish I can go to Japan and help those people out. I wish I can go and do something. I wish I could go work or do that, this, that, and third. Well, guess what? Unfortunately, your wish has come true. So to all you folks out there who went out loud and, you know, who said out loud, I wish I could go to Japan and work. I wish I can go to Japan and help out. I wish I can go to Japan and do this and that. I wish I could donate this and that. I wish. Your wish has come true. Load up in your car. Get you a map, GPS, or whatever you got to get, and drive down to Alabama. And I'm pretty sure somebody could put you to work. And if somebody can't put you to work, you can do some work on your own. I'm pretty much positive of that, without a doubt in my mind. You could go down there and get into some work all you need by yourself. Right now it's 30 after. We got to go to another commercial. We'll come back with the SoundChew.com weather report in Cali. You know what I mean? Affiliates over there, WMMG in California, WMMG in Washington, D.C., and right here in the Triad of North Carolina. SoundChew.com weather report is coming up right back, and then we're going to get into the topic, white power, black power, supremacy. We're going to talk about some racial equality. We're going to talk about what race is better and who's this, that, and the third. We'll be right back. You're listening to the KIRP radio show. Hey, if it's Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. and you got nothing to do, I want you to make some time. Grab your slippers, get your robe on, get some comfortable clothes on, leave your rollers in your hair, and get cozy, real cozy, with a drink in your computer. If you've ever been to a coffee shop before, this is a coffee shop you've never seen before, right in the comfort of your own home. Late Night Mike, every Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m., starring your host, Katrina Watkins, poet extraordinaire, and the host act right. My man holds it down. The purely poetic Late Night Mike poetry show. Hey, if you wanted some good poetry in your life, make sure you log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/purely-poetic. Messing up in this winter, is the snow just getting on your last daggone nerves? Are you cold and you gotta put on a snuggie in the house? That's not comfortable. No, it's not comfortable. Are you a grown man wearing your wife's footies? Are they pink? You scared to go check your mailbox with your wife's footies on and as cold as it is inside as it is outside? Well, I'll tell you what you do. If you're looking for a friend, contact Riley Heating and Cooling. If your ductwork needs a facelift, Riley Heating and Cooling will facelift your ductwork. Are you getting the most for your dollar? If you're not, Riley Heating and Cooling will make sure you get the most for your dollar. Ask about their 5-point inspection service. They have trained professionals that offers 25 years of experience. To contact Riley Heating and Cooling, call 336-263-5111. Again, that's 336-263-5111, and you'll find a friend at Riley Heating and Cooling.
We're in warfare, and Jesus Christ is looking for warriors that are willing to fight.
We need to leverage our political power and our political interest in both parties. We have the opportunity to talk about how our values work, because when they're put in place, when we govern according to those values, they work.
If anybody is going to take on Mr. Barack Obama, it's going to be black conservatives.
When you push in abortion upon a population, you ask yourself, who's pushing it?
Democrats cannot win without the black vote.
The Jesse Jackson era is over. Conservatism is neither white nor black. It's what's right. It's what's good.
Our community is everyone.
This is a Kingdom of God movement.
When I was in inner city pastoring, what I saw was the Democratic Party making inner city at that time a social wasteland.
Maybe it's you who needs to decide that you want something different and stop waiting for a politician to hand that to you.
We are serious about the mission that we have for the Frederick Douglass Foundation, and we stand on three basic pillars, and we don't apologize for it, but we are devoted Christians, first and foremost. We are proud black Americans and active Republicans. There are two issues that are facing our nation today that we don't allow anybody, if they want to get our support. You are pro-life, and you believe marriage is composed of one man and one woman at one time. We may not be the organization for you, and that's okay. We're not changing who we are.
I don't understand that. They won't mention that the vice chair. When I tell a lot of people this, even Republicans, they say, wow, we didn't know that. They didn't know that the vice chair of the North Carolina Republican Party is a black man named Dr. Timothy Johnson. Timothy Johnson is also the national chairman and founder of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. They don't mention that the KKK was a terrorist arm of the Democratic Party. They just talk about what they did to blacks, but they fail to mention, they forget that one little detail. And the other thing they won't tell you is that from 1929 to 1974, North Carolina had a eugenics board, and they passed the Sterilization Act, which they forcibly sterilized 7,600 people, some of them as young as 8 years old. They don't mention that. Democrats were doing that.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the KIRP Radio Show. Hey, they don't know what I'm doing, y'all. They don't know what I'm doing. You know what? That's where they wrong. Exactly, that's where they wrong. Welcome to the show. My man Kev Daniels in here live in the building. Came up to the studio. Got a headset on right here in front of me. Shout out to my man Kevin Daniels, Frederick Douglass Foundation, president of the North Carolina chapter. And they say I don't know what I'm doing, folks. I got an email that says, man, you just don't know what you're doing, man. You're starting trouble. Listen, man, I'm out here to enlighten folks. That's the bottom line. It's nothing different. It is what it is. If you don't like it, you don't have to listen. You definitely don't have to listen. But it's mighty funny that the ratings keep going up. The ratings keep going up and hate keep going down, baby. So I'm definitely going to keep doing what I do. Got to keep doing it. I can't stop. Shout out to my people out there, Sonny Johnson, man, over there in the big city. I'm sorry, the big state of VA, doing a whole lot of things on the Tea Party side, a whole lot of things on the evolutionist side. Sonny going to kill me for that. But I hope she call in a minute because I got a bone to pick with her. You know, she said they don't know what she they told her she don't know what she's doing either. But mighty funny, she keep rising to the top as far as I can see. So shout out to the most talented Sonny Johnson, man. We got love for you on this side. So get on the phone, call on in. Let's get it in. Let's talk about the topic of the day. And the topic is white power, black power, white supremacy, black supremacy, racial equality. Y'all can't keep doing it. We talking about racial equality, man, and we talking about what goes along with that, socialism. We're talking about the agenda. If you look at the facts, what is socialism? I could give you what I believe socialism is. I can tell you, actually, I can tell you exactly what it is. But over through history, socialism has changed a lot. See, now they disguise socialism in a number of different things. And that goes the same for capitalism and the exploitation of capitalism, if y'all know what I mean. Here's something that I know for sure. It's a fact that, and this is to the defense of the white supremacists who should have been on the show today. And before I go into that, shout out to the ADL. The ADL is a group that they're doing some great things. They started out as being a group to stop the defamation of the Jewish people, and right now they serve as a group to stop defamation of all people. Anti-Semitism, you know, they stand for civil rights. They are they combat hate, you know. They cover Hispanic affairs and extremism, and they talk about the Holocaust, and they educate you about a lot of things. So, you know, if you get a chance, go to log on to www.adl.org. May 1st, 8:38 p.m., you're listening to the KRRP Radio Show, WMMG, home of the KRRP Radio Show. The number is 619-638-8559. Hit us up online at KIRPRadioShow.com. Leave us a note. Leave us a message. Do what you got to do. Click on the link. You can log on the site just to listen to the show, folks. So if you're on the web and you're doing something else and you want to listen to the show until we say something that pisses you off before you pick up the phone and finally call in or before you finally leave something on the Facebook page, that's fine. It's KIRPRadioShow.com. That's KIRP, keeping it real with Pudgy, radioshow.com. You can also hit us up on Facebook. That's facebook.com/KIRPRadioshow. And Twitter, @ KIRP Radio Show, of course. And @NCPudgy to get me. Make sure you add us up. Let us know what's going on. Add us to your page and add us to your conversation. Now, talking about white and black supremacy. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing on this. If you look at the white supremacist group, the extremists, if you look at these groups like the Aryan Brotherhood, for example, Now, when I was I guess you want to say interviewing, and I know they're listening. I hope I'm pissing y'all the hell off. But when I was interviewing or talking to some of these guys, one of them said clearly that we're not a hate group. But if you look at it from everything that they do and everything that they stand for, they are clearly a hate group. I don't have a problem with anybody loving their race. God knows I love mine, or I would not be doing this right now. I'd be making music, baby. That's what I do. But and now I'm doing both. But I feel like because I do love my community so much and I do love my race so much, I think that there was a need for something like this show. There's a need for people like Sonny Johnson. There's a need for people like Kevin Daniels. There's a need for people like Timothy Johnson, Frederick Douglass Foundation Chairman, and Vice President of the NCGOP. There's a need for people like us because where are our black leaders? If you pull your child in right now, if you have a child that's a young teenager, you know what? You probably can go up to the age of safely 17 or 18 and back to, I don't know, back to two. You know what I mean? Ask them who are the black leaders of today. I guarantee you, if they don't say Martin Luther King, take Martin Luther King out of the equation, I guarantee you they say Barack Obama. Guarantee you. And to me, that's a sad thing because a president could never be a racial leader, in my opinion, because he's clearly and purely a politician. To be a community leader, you cannot clearly and distinctly be a politician. These are my words, folks. This is what I believe. Because you have to play too many games. You have to cater to too many people. You have to be too nice. I don't have to be nice on this show. If I don't like you, I don't like you. You know what I mean? And Area Brotherhood, I don't like you. You're not the white people that I know. You're not the people that I kick it with. Nobody appreciates that. Nobody want to hear that. Hate speech and the pictures y'all put up talking, you know, the jokes that you make and nigga this and nigga that. You know, I said this to one ignorant white supremacist. I said, man, listen, you have the freedom of speech. I get that. I dig that. Say what you want to say. But through all these years that you've lived, through all this hate that you've learned, through all this hate that you've been bred and educated with, y'all still using the word nigga? You can't come up with something better than that? Why, you're just a nigga? Going to my first caller out of the 336, man, the only caller that's lit up out of the 336. Caller, you're on the air. 658 is the last three. Who is this?
This is the Comandante.
Oh, what's up with you, baby?
Nothing, just chilling. I've been listening. I finally, you know, can listen now. But pretty much about, this is a hot topic that was discussed on a panel at A&T.
What?
I believe it was talking about socialism and black liberation.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the talk was about how, you know, is there an illusion of white supremacy that's holding people back?
What do you think?
That's what they were saying. But see, the way I look at it like this, race is a social construct. Like back in Bacon's Rebellion, it was all races working together to fight against injustice.
Right.
And that's when racial slavery came in. They started with the laws separating people according to race because they can't run us if we're not united. I mean, if we're separated.
Well, let me
you
ask
see what
you,
I'm saying.
Well, I know exactly what you're saying. You're going from the history with it, and that history a lot of people don't know about. But let me ask you this from today's standpoint, right? Right now, with the way things are now, do you think that it's needed? Do you think that it's still needed today? Do you feel like, frankly put, gently put on the line, I'm just going to say this without all the terms so everybody can understand. Do you think that a total black or a total white neighborhood is needed? Or is helpful?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. I don't think it's needed at all. I think that, you know, it's about your class of income. It's not even about race anymore because you have poor people of all races. And then you got all people of all races that got money now. So it's kind of like, you know, if we're going to change, we got to X out the race thing. I mean, we got to appreciate history and learn from our history and take what our ancestors want us to take from it, I'm sure.
We all need to respect each other regardless of...
Who is that? I like what she said right there. That's my first, Miss Smith. Shout out to Miss Smith, man. That's what I teach my kids. Yes. First and foremost is respect for all men and everybody and for yourself before anything. So is there an illusion that's created? I mean, because a lot of people still think that, like, I talk to a lot of people who still say that, you know, black folks were better off when we were in our own communities. And then in the same breath, they say, they token, look at the Mexican population or look at the Spanish population when they do stick together. And in my mind, I'm saying, you know, I don't know about all that, but if I look at it for what it is, I don't see that much prosperity in the folks that do stick together, even in their own races. Now, don't get me wrong. I think it's beneficial because clearly black folks or ethnic folks or African-American folks don't stick together for the most part. So I think it is needed somewhat, but I don't think it's needed to liberate our society. I don't think it's needed
right.
to, you know, to be socialized. I don't think there's one way about it. I don't know, man. I'm curious because
that
a lot of people have
to be socializing, though. That's like that's definitely the opposite of socializing is staying people staying in their gated communities. Like that's the problem is the fact that they're gated.
Mm.
You know, I don't know. It's a lot I could get into, man. But I gotta make sure I don't, you know, gotta watch out now.
I get it, because you're a student. I definitely feel you. So you got any shout-outs, man? Anything else you want to say? Anything you want to touch on? You know, we were talking about the president releasing his birth certificate and how he just went in on Donald Trump, made him look like a fool in the audience.
Yeah, that's part of the media circus. That's all that is.
Exactly.
You know,
we need something to talk about.
Yeah, and I'm really wondering about this weather thing myself, though. You know, I do research. I like to see what's going on both sides of the story. I do know that there was a report saying that the upper level atmosphere, all the havoc up there is caused by the hole in the ozone right above the equator. At the same time, they have this HAARP machine. Supposedly it's a weather modification machine, and they had a report of how their website was taken down and also the magnetometer or whatever. They took the data for that down for 1 hour, and that was the same day that all the tornadoes in North Carolina, all, like 71 tornadoes, like out of this world type weather. So I made that connection myself. So I really like, how come, you know, they don't go further into these little, you know, conspiracy theories just to prove them false? Because I know not all of the conspiracy theories are true, but some of them, they have to be because they don't even challenge to argue.
That's a good point. I've heard a bunch of folks talking about that. That's a whole nother show. That's gonna take me a whole nother show. I don't even want to get into it because I'll probably go in and look like a fool because I don't know clearly everything that I feel. You know, I haven't researched, you know, all my feelings, but
well, there's a connection with that to what you're talking about today, talking about, you know, this whole thing about supremacy, we got to overcome that because there's bigger problems, talking about the environment and what's going on with the environment for all humans.
How about being your own person and don't be like somebody else?
Ms. Smith would like to comment. I just want to say, I just want for people to be yourself. Don't be in something just because somebody else is in it. Like, do your research, and then you believe what you want to believe. But don't do it just because somebody else is doing it.
I like that, Miss Smith. That's something that's something I definitely believe, and I also ask people that a lot of times when I ask them who they vote for. Especially,
oh,
you know, with the last president, I ask a lot of people, why did they vote for President Obama? Did you vote for him because he's black? Or?
Another, I mean, not to say, but I'm sorry, but I did not vote. Okay,
why you didn't vote, Ms. Smith?
Because, like, I don't trust nobody. You feel me? I don't trust nobody. So I can't really vote for somebody that I don't believe in. Because I don't know anything that's, you know, like, making me vote. I mean, you get what I'm trying to say? I can't explain it.
You know what? I just, see, I was in this conversation yesterday with a lot of people who,
like,
I declare.
I know the knowledge of, you know, the people that's vote. I mean, that's running or whatever. But at the same time, I mean, I can't even trust the people in my day-to-day life. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
How can I trust the president? You feel me?
Well, what if that vote? What if that right was taken away from us? What if the right to vote was taken away from us? How would you feel at that point?
No different, because I can't explain it.
I hear you. Listen. First of all, let me be clear though. I'm not on this show like some of these other crazy people. Like, I ain't trying to twist you up. So, and I know it takes time to get your thought process out because it's so much. I feel the same way. I was saying the reason yesterday, what I was saying to folks is the reason we still should vote. I don't give a daggone if y'all go in there and write Snoopy name or, you know, whatever it takes to get out and just actually go through the process, because it's so important that we do it, because we won the right to do it. You know what I mean? Or we also have the right not to do it. But I would much rather have the right to or not than for someone to take it from us, because I personally believe that's just the first leg of the beginning of taking more. Or making us do this or making us do that. You know what I mean? I don't want the government to make me do anything. In my mind, they make us do enough already.
Yeah. And, like, really, to be honest, like, politics and religion and stuff, you know, I try not to get into.
Right.
But at the same time, man, I don't even think I need to say so much. I don't know. But look. Basically.
Well, listen, I got to get another caller here. I had another call on the line here before you guys. You know, I try to show love to the home team, so I got to go to the 571. Y'all keep listening, man. I won't cut y'all off. Thanks for calling in, all right?
All right, appreciate you.
All right, one love, ladies. Going to the 571, caller, you on the line. Who this?
Oh, you know, I heard my ears burning, so I figured I had to call in and say what's up, P.
What up? Yo, we was talking bad about you because you ain't came through yet, sonny. I never recognized
you. Hey, I'm here now.
That's what it is, man. So what do you feel about all this language? Black power,
well,
white power, white supremacy, black supremacy, racial equality. How do you feel?
Well, first and foremost, let me tell you how much I love being black. Okay? I'm sitting here listening to your show, and your two ladies you just had on before,
yeah.
All I could think the whole time was, damn, I love that southern accent. You know, when you hear that accent and you just know you about to talk to somebody from down south and they gonna have some comments. I love it. I love accents. So that's my thing, especially down south accents. So big shout out to your last two callers.
Shout out to the last two callers from the G Borough area.
To the south, but I show love up top. What's going on with that?
Nah, dude, those were southern accents.
Alright. So how do you feel about all this rhetoric?
Well, you know how the way I feel is like this. I'm tired of the point where it's a black and white issue, and not because it's a black and white issue, it's because it's the only issue.
Right.
You know, it's like you cannot get past that color line border to realize that, you know what, if you were to walk out your house tomorrow, and I ask this of, like, every single black person that tells me I'm a self-hater and you know, that the white people are just out to kill me and this, that, and the other, I ask them, I say, if you were to walk out your house tomorrow and you were to be murdered, what color would the person be that pulled the trigger?
Wow.
And you get this look on their face when they realize that it's not a man in a white cape. You know, he don't have a white sheet over his head. That's not most likely the person that's going to, you know, take your life. It's usually going to be someone who looks just like you. So how about we figure out how to stop killing ourselves, and then we can put up a more united front against the other groups that will cause us destruction.
Woo.
And that's just my opinion. You know, if we can figure out how to, you know, have to stop 17-year-olds from killing other 17-year-olds, I think that we will accomplish a lot more in the black community than running the Klan out of America.
You stole my notes. That's messed up, because that's what I wanted to say to the white supremacist guy who's not going to be here tonight. I don't know. The board is lit up, so they may be one of the callers and whatnot, but they refused. They chose not to come on, and they called me a nigga, this, that, and the other. And I told them, damn, you know, that's the most intelligence y'all got to still be using the word nigga. But anyway, I'm going kind of fast. Listen, Sonny.
But you my nigga, so take it like that.
It is what it is. Hey, I'm good with that. I told them that word got no power no more against me. Has no power no more against me. I ain't living that era. You call me nigga all
the time. I know, that's right.
But and contrary to what you just said, listen, I'm glad you said that, because here are the stats that I hate. 85% of all children that exhibit behavior disorders come from fatherless homes. There ain't no color on that one. 90% of runaways, fatherless homes. Ain't no color on that one. 71% dropouts, 63% youth suicide, 70% juveniles in state-operated institutions, 85% of youth in prison. Ain't no color on those. So,
but I bet it's a social ideology on it, though.
Oh, absolutely.
That progressivism,
oh, yeah.
That liberalism, that is our new, yeah. That is the new structure that they will set up for our families. Because once they have you in that structure, you lose control of your household, meaning you can no longer control your kids. This is where you get kids who tell their parents what they are and aren't going to do. Is this society, is the way that they have it set up now, where they actually have us thinking that the government is the end-all, be-all. And this is the advantage that we have by being poor, is that we live knowing that family matters. You know what I'm saying? It's like
sure.
You can't take us out of believing that family matters just because of the way that we live. You know, we've slept three or four to a bed. You know, we've done the hard things. You know, we've woken up on Christmas morning with nothing there. And we still had wonderful Christmases because our cousins and our sisters and our, you know, extended family were there. So maybe we didn't have gifts, but we had enough. And that's the point where we need to get to, where we're grateful for the things that we have so that we can start building upon it. But as soon as this card comes out where, oh, this person is a white, I could care less. This is my answer to a white supremacist. You hate me and
what?
Stop me.
Right.
You can't stop me. So you can sit and hate me all you want, because I have black people that sit and hate me. So you're not really not doing anything to me by sitting and hating on me, but wasting your life. So if I can take your life away from you by doing nothing but being a child of God, then who actually loses in this scenario?
They lose. Clearly. We don't lose. You don't lose.
Exactly.
I don't lose.
And that's kind of the point where I'm at now. And with me being in the Tea Party and having to suffer with all of the names that I've been called, I had this, my best one, and I got this from one of my people the other day, when he was like, you know, they call us sellouts. Well, I look at it like this, and here go an economical lesson along with the social politics. A sellout. Now, if you think about liberalism as a investment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when do you sell out of an investment? When you about to lose everything you have, that's when you sell, or you wait for the price to go high. Well, in the black community, we're watching it go down. We're watching it crash. We're watching it just decimate. So at some point, we need to sell out of this philosophy. And when you sell out of the philosophy, you have to let go of your old way of thinking. Because if you walk around thinking that every white person has horns and is a devil, then that one person that could be the one who helps you start your business, or the one who could give you the advice needed to get over one of your problems, he might have white skin or she might have white skin, and you miss a blessing because you're stuck in that old way of thinking.
Or even to give you that love that you never had your whole life. You know,
exactly, a lot
of our people aren't loved. That's why they think that way. You know, speaking on our people.
If you watch Blindside, that was the perfect example of that.
Absolutely.
That sometimes it's really not color. It's not color at all. It's the amount of time that someone is willing to invest in you personally. And that's the thing that really matters the most. And I just wish that we could get to that point, because I'm sick and tired of hearing, oh, you got to vote for him. He's a black president. How could you not vote for him? And I'm sitting up there like, look at your life. How many black people have stabbed you in your back? How many black people have done you wrong? And it's not to say you don't have wonderful black people that, you know what I'm saying, always got your back and, you know what I'm saying, that you know you can count on. But
right.
You know them other ones too, you know? And if in your personal life, like your caller just said, in your personal life, if you know better than to trust every single black person you meet in your personal life, then why is it not the same for politics? You know, and that's where my biggest stressor is if we can get over trying to leave our old selves behind. You went through everything you went through for a reason. You know, and the majority of us can't say that our heartache and pain was caused by a white person. Usually it's caused by mama or dad, you know, mama being on drugs or daddy not being there or
mm-hmm.
uncle somebody putting his hands in place, you know, whatever. But that's usually where the majority of our problems come from. They don't stem from another race. They are problems that are within our community. And if we don't take the initiative to solve them, then they will never be solved. There will never be a politician that's going to solve the issues in the black community. And
that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. I don't think there'll ever be a politician that's going to address the issues that we're talking about right now. And they definitely won't address them the way that we talk about them, Sonny. It's going to be hidden behind some sort of agenda, man, as usual. Listen, I want you to stay on the line because I want to get back at you later. If you're free, is that possible?
No, I got time for you.
I bet. We're going to go to a commercial, man. We'll come right back. If you're listening online, it's 619-638-8559. It's the number, KIRPRadioshow.com. You're listening to WMMG, home of the KIRP radio show, baby. We are now 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you. If you want more information about KIRP radio show, hit us up online. You can visit the website at www.kirpradioshow.com. Again, that's www.kirpradioshow.com. If you're logging online and you're on some social sites, make sure you hit us up and like our page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/KIRP Radio Show. Add yourself to the page. You can leave a comment. You can talk about the topics, and we'll try our best to get them all and read them off on the show. And if you're also on Twitter, send us a tweet @KIRP Radio Show, and you can hit up the host, and that's me, that's Pudgy, @NC Pudgy. Like I said, we are now over 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you, baby. We started out November 28th, 2010, and now we're taking it through 2011 and beyond. We are the KIRP Radio Show, and if you don't know what that stands for, that's Keeping It Real with Pudgy, baby. If you want more information about emailing, or you want information about advertising, or you want to know where we're going to be here and there, hit us up, KIRPradio@gmail.com or WMMG500@gmail.com, and someone will get back to you as soon as possible. Like I said, it's all because of you, baby. 100,000 listeners strong, and we're going on from here. I appreciate you, and one love.
Do you have a garage full of old? Do you have a garage full of old junk? At least you think it's old junk. How about a storage that you've been paying the bill on for so long and you've just been moving stuff into and you're ready to get rid of it when you look at it all the time? Well, if you do, make sure you contact Faulkner's Antiques before you throw it away. Again, that's Faulkner's Antiques out of Burlington, North Carolina. Faulkner's will pay you top dollar for estates, sterling, old furniture, pottery, signs, old toys, and etc. Faulkner's Antiques, they specialize in some of the most prolific antiques in this part of Eastern North Carolina or the USA. So make sure you contact Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. Again, that's Wayne Prophet. That's the man you want to talk to at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. And if you get a hold of Wayne, guess what? He'll come to you free of charge. And if you can't get to him at that number, make sure you dial this other number, 336-675-4897. And don't forget, Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques says, don't forget the reason for the season. Hey, if it's Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. and you got nothing to do, I want you to make some time. Grab your slippers, get your robe on, get some comfortable clothes on, leave your rollers in your hair, and get cozy, real cozy, with a drink and your computer. If you've ever been to a coffee shop before, this is a coffee shop you've never seen before, right in the comfort of your own home. Late Night Mike, every Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m., starring your host, Katrina Watkins, poet extraordinaire, and the host Act Right, my man, holds it down for Purely Poetic Late Night Mike's Poetry Show. Hey, if you wanted some good poetry in your life, make sure you log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/purely-poetic.
You don't know what you're doing. That's where you're going, baby. Yeah, you listen to the KIRP radio show. Back on the air. Right now, we got to take this break to bring you the www.soundchew.com weather report. Shout out to my people over there at soundchew.com. For all you who don't know, Soundchew is like, I don't know, Soundchew is like the American Idol of the internet. You know what I mean? Right now, Soundchew is doing some prolific things, man. They're working with several music awards companies, and I don't know, it's really going down, man. Soundchew.com, make sure you guys log on there if you know anybody who are musical artists of any genre. It doesn't matter, from country to pop to hip-hop to rap, R&B, whatever you call it, they'll be on there. So if you think you got what it takes to be an international music sensation, or you got some good music laid down, make sure you get it out there to Soundchew.com. Log on to Soundchew.com today and get your music out there to thousands of fans. And that's if you think you got what it takes. If you don't think you got what it takes, you're probably wasting your time. And we don't want you to waste your time. So right now we're moving on to Los Angeles, doing the Soundchew weather report. Brought to you by Soundchew.com. In Los Angeles, today it was 75 degrees and fair. Tonight, 55 degrees and low, with a zero, I mean absolutely zero, chance of precipitation. Tomorrow, 85 is the high, no precipitation. The wind is going to be low, it's going to be sunny. It's going to be a beautiful day out there in sunny L.A. Tomorrow, 58 degrees and a low, zero chance of precipitation. Right now, L.A. is the place to be. So, live and die in L.A., as Pop said. Shout out to Washington, moving right along to the East Coast. WMMG affiliates up there, WCYJ, WMMG, home of the KRRP radio show. 57 degrees Fahrenheit today. Feels like 57 out there. No precipitation, no snow, no nothing. 5 miles per hour wind. Beautiful out there in Washington today. But tonight, probably right now, early, and some showers early on in the evening, as the temperature is now 55 degrees. That's still low, with an additional 30% chance of rain. Wind moving at 9 miles per hour. Tomorrow it's going to be a little bit cloudy, 75 degrees precipitation. That's going to be the high, precipitation at 20%. Tomorrow night, thunderstorms isolated though. 61 degrees is their low in the big capital of the United States. Take it home, baby, down to the East Coast, where my girl Sonny Johnson stay in the South. She love the way we talk down here. Love the way we talk down here. Queensboro, North Carolina. Today was 68 degrees. No precipitation. Was a beautiful day. Cloudy just a little bit. Tonight, right now, 60 degrees is the low. 20% chance of precipitation. You might get a couple of rain showers out there, folks. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy. 81 degrees high, 20% chance of precipitation. Might see a little bit of rain around the evening, early evening. 11 miles per hour is the wind. Tomorrow night, 62 degrees. Most cloudy is the low at 60 degrees. 10% chance of rain. Just a little bit of thunderstorms. No tornadoes, folks. As we can definitely all do without. This weather report was brought to you by SoundChew.com. That's SoundChew.com, the most prolific thing that's going on right now on the internet. You think you got what it takes to be the most? You think you got what it takes to be the hottest internet superstar right now? Contact SoundChew.com to do your profile. Moving right along with the show. Gonna go back to a couple of callers here in just a second. The topic of the show is white power, black power, black power. As Dave Chappelle said, white power. Black supremacy. White supremacy, racial equality. We're asking the questions, how do you feel about it all? I mean, what makes one race better? And is this needed today? Is this just a smokescreen? Can we do without it? Can we finally put it to rest? Just say what you feel, you know. Going to a call out of the 919. But before I go to that caller, just like we said before, there's a lot of things going on out here, folks. And I've said it many times before on the show, I think that the youth, if it's one thing that they get right, I think they got the race part right. They seem to not give a damn about race for the most part, but and then some would argue, well, most of the youth don't care about anything at all today. I don't know. I think they care about a lot. I think we need to show them a lot of attention, and I think it's a long road ahead of us. You know what I mean? They are our future, and it's like this, folks. Here's how I look at the kids. A lot of people look at the kids and they say, it's nothing we can do with them. They act like they're possessed. They act like they're crazy. I don't disagree with anything but the premise that it's nothing we can do with them. Just like you invest in your future with a job, just like you invest in your future with a savings account, you invest in your future with stocks and bonds and gold and silver, and you buy a home, and everything you do as an adult, as a responsible adult, on a daily basis, you think about solidifying your future. You're thinking about, you know, preparing yourself for a better tomorrow. Well, I got news for you. These kids who get the race card right, I might add, they are our future. They hold the key to everything. So the money that we're saving and the moves that we make don't mean a hill of beans if we can't get tomorrow's leaders right, if we can't sit down and really discuss the things that are important to tomorrow's leaders. So take the time and find a child somewhere if you don't have kids on your own, and give them some of your precious time and some of your jewels. Drop a jewel on them. Let them know, hey, I know life's not easy for you. We're doing what we can do. 619-638-8559 is the number if you want to make a comment. Facebook, KIRP Radio, Facebook.com/KIRP Radio Show. Read your comments. I'll try my best to get to them, or either we'll do them in the overtime edition that we're doing with the KIRP Radio Show. Coming soon to you is an overtime edition. A lot of folks have written me and said, man, your show is not long enough for us. We wish you were all longer. Y'all don't know how that makes me feel. And so we're working on that. You know, we're doing a little bit of video where we'll post some video and a couple of clips. And, you know, we'll talk about the things in addition that we didn't get to talk about on the show. Going to my first caller out of the 919, last two numbers, 47. I think this is my man, Kevin. Kevin, are you on with us?
Yes, sir, Pudgy. Hey. I want to let you know straight up, brother, I am a racist.
Okay.
And I don't see them chicken shit people that you're supposed to have on here call and support what they think's right. But I am definitely against black or white supremacy. I am all for the human race. there's so much hope that the human race can be better than what it is today, man. It just, all that stuff just makes me sick.
It does make
me. The man's been holding everybody down equally. We all been, like Comandante was talking about that conspiracy stuff. Look,
yeah.
I believe in a lot of it. I think there is somebody controlling all the strings, and we need to change the people in power because they're pushing us. They keep all this black-white hate going. They keep all the hate going. It pays their bills. It meets their agendas. We need to change their agendas and get them, you know, we need to just do what the human race can do, survive and get it right. We've been doing it for how long?
What do you think, Kevin, is the key to, I want to say, keeping a man out of our business? What do you think the key is to individualism? What can we do better to make us not depend on the government, or a.k.a. the man, as much or so much?
Well, first off, the government is way in too much of our business. And Sony, what she's doing with the Tea Party, God
yeah.
bless her. I mean, we need more conservatives. We have a constitution. Whether the people that wrote it may have been racist, what is the past is the past. But in general, the constitution says the government is not to control us. The government should work for us. It shouldn't be holding anybody down. It should be doing what we want it to do, not what it wants to do to us.
Mm. Okay. I like that.
They control. They're trying to control what we eat, where we go, how we go. I mean, you know, I just don't get any of it. Why are we giving them this power? Why do we allow this? What it used to be, when you wanted your kid to have a good education, you taught them.
Right.
Why do we have to have the government telling us what we should teach our children, when we should teach our children, and how we should teach our children?
Mm.
They tell us they got so much control over all aspects of our lives. It's ridiculous. I mean, people say, oh, if they take away all their funding, what are we going to do? The same things we did back when this country first started. We'll help each other out. We have enough educated people that feel right about it that would be there. Hey, you know, start the little neighborhood schools. Do whatever. There's enough educated people out there to support us. There's enough people to pass on what they know. We do not need to be told what, when, and how to teach. They've been teaching our children lies for how many years? Not just black children, white children have been taught the lies too. That's why they got so much damn racism in this world.
Mm. I find it odd that in today's time we don't face it as, I'll say this, we don't face it because there is still racism out there. I face it a lot, and I see it for what it is. But you know what? It doesn't drive or kill my day. You know, it is what it is. For someone who feels a certain way. I've said this before, and a lot of people said I was ignorant for it, but I said for someone who's 70, 80, 90 years old, towards me, it's excused.
Right.
You were taught this all your life. It's like smoking, right? It's like smoking a cigarette, but much more powerful, because you don't have to pay for your supply when you hate. But in my mind, it's like if you've been taught something all your life, and you believe something all your life, and the key point is that people, the key point is in the way that you were taught were just people that were walking around carrying on about their life. You're going to see that all the time. So you've been fed this all along. If you've been told all your life, look at the way they walk, look at the way they talk, look at the way they act, look at the color of the skin. That's something you're going to see always. So throughout your life.
How many of them old people you see pushing this hate that's out there? Them old people still respect each other, whether they like each other's race or that, or they feel that they don't have the hate that's being pushed on us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not there. I've seen it on both sides. I mean, Yeah, that's the thing. It's everywhere. But the older people, like you said, you can understand because that's all they knew. But look back in history and look at the films when Reverend King did his marches. were there not, maybe just handfuls, but were there not a lot of white folks in that crowd? There are people that know better. There's people that know better, and we just got to teach more people. And the sooner these young people get off living off the government or whatever they're thinking and realize that adults like me and you and Mr. Daniels and Sonny, we're there to help you. We're not trying to, you know, they can do better than what they're doing. They're taking what's given to them because that's what they think they're supposed to do.
Okay, Kevin,
and
here's a question.
The government's controlling us.
Here's a question for you. If you had, if there was one thing that you could change right now concerning the topic now, one thing that you could change right now, what would that be? One thing.
I'd like everybody to wake up tomorrow and be orange, brother.
Excuse me, you like them to wake up and be what now?
I'd like everybody to wake up tomorrow and be orange.
Everybody
have the same skin tone.
Wow. That's powerful right there. Kev, I like you said that. I love that. We got to talk about that much more one day because I think that would be an interesting topic. You got any shout-outs, brother? Give you shout-outs.
Shout-out to my cousin Trina.
Yeah,
shout-out
to Trina.
Johnny Poe Reddick.
No.
And shout-out to all your listeners, man. You got some great people in there. You got so many educated people. And I just love your show, brother.
Hey, man, I appreciate you listening so much, my man. And we got some surprises coming in the store, man. Keep listening, man. Keep spreading the word. You know, maybe keep making the show popular. Somebody's talking about it because the ratings are still going up. So I definitely appreciate you spreading the love, man, and showing
them. I'm still trying to figure out how to get a couple of them bumper stickers, man.
I'll take send me an email with your address. I got you, bro. All
right, man.
All right, take care.
Love y'all. Stay cool.
Yeah, that was my man Kevin calling in from the 919 area. Kevin always he's an avid listener, avid supporter, always calling in, showing us some love. You know, I like what Kevin had to say. Yeah, if you could change one thing, he said he would like for everybody tomorrow and wake up and be orange. And I wonder if that was possible. Man, that's a whole nother show. If that was possible, I wonder how people would react to a whole nation of people of the same color. I mean, how would you treat folks then? What would you believe then? Anyway, going to another call out of the 919. Just screen this caller. Caller, you are on the air. Thanks for holding on with the KRRP radio show.
Hey, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Hear you clearly.
Okay. Hey, I was just calling in. I wanted to just comment on the topic. You were talking about the youth, you know, getting it right. You know, I definitely don't think that we live in a post-racial world.
Right.
One thing that kids have the ability to do that a lot of adults don't have the ability to do is only focus on what unites us,
right,
whereas adults sit back and talk about what divides us. I've sat in several diversity trainings over the years when I was a teacher and at other jobs where they're trying to teach us about diversity, but all they highlight in those trainings is the differences between us. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like we need to focus on those things because those things exist, those things are broad, they're wide, they're right in your face. But the thing is, what are the things that get us talking? And when you think about kids, music unites them, you know.
Yeah.
Sports unites them, you know what I'm saying? And they come to the table by what they can actually enjoy together. And
right,
the things that they can't enjoy together, they don't participate in together. And they don't worry about it. And they don't bring that, you know, into the environment where they're trying to have a good time with each other. Whereas, you know, as adults, you know, we go to work, and the difference is in your face, and we only want to focus on that, and we're different, and you're different, and it's not working for adults. But you know, I think that's great about this next generation. I really like what the previous caller said, you know, about everybody waking up orange. But I can promise you, if everybody woke up orange, the orange people with hair will be against the orange people who were bald-headed. I mean, as long as we live, you know, we're going to have to overcome these things. And I heard from another caller, and I'm not going in on this caller, but the caller said that they're not into politics. and they're not into religion. Well, you know, if we love the Lord Jesus, then he teaches us love of everybody. And right. Politics is another thing that affects us all. We have black, white, yellow, red, orange, green. We all ought to be involved in politics because it affects us. It affects our communities. And these are things that we just have to be involved in. And we can't say, well, I don't do this because I don't see black representation, or I don't do this, you know, because I live in Detroit and I only see black representation, because that thing still affects us all. And I like what you were saying about voting. We've just got to do it. Too many people died. Too many people gave their lives. Too many people are still disenfranchised even today for us not to take the right to vote if we have it.
I'm going to take it. I don't care if there's nobody up there I want to vote for. I'm going to get my butt off my butt. I'm going to get up and I'm going to go vote for somebody. Or something,
mm-hmm.
You know, I don't care. I feel like personally that one thing is too important. And I stood along on this, and I fought several people. I mean, they were coming out the woodwork. No, brother, you shouldn't vote, and brother this and brother that. I'm like, look, man, I love y'all, but I'm going to vote. And personally, I think you should too. Now, I think we owe that to ourselves to get up and at least participate, whether you believe it works or not. Too much history behind it, man. That's just the beginning. The minute, you know, and I said this too, Kelly. I said this before. I said, speaking for black people, because I'm black, okay, I'll speak for black people as in a whole. We're the type of people that we are very proud, okay? We are very proud people. So once you get to the point where you say that, okay, black people, we're not going to vote, that spawns off into something else. It doesn't stop at, I'm just not going to vote. And that's the last thing we need right now, is a multitude of blacks saying, I don't care about politics as a whole. It'll go from not voting to, I'm not political, to, I don't care about politics, to, I don't care. And then that would trickle down into more funding, more of us on welfare, more of us on AFDC, because we're not going to care about the issues. And if you don't care about the issues, you're only going to get what's left over.
Yep.
I don't know. Well, okay, let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this. And I know you don't agree with, you know, the white power and this, that, and the third, and the Aryan Brotherhood and this, that, and the other. They make one good point, and that's based off of they feel like we should all have our own communities, because when we did have our own communities, we were better as a family. And when this guy said that, I had to think about the 70s when we were 74% married and blacks were in a better shape. I want to say economically, but I'll say spiritually. I'll say that. What do you think about that?
Oh, that's a tough one, you know, because I know God didn't make us to live in a world where we wouldn't face any type of diversity. You know, he made us different for a reason.
Sure.
And yeah, you're absolutely right. That statistic is right. But I think, you know, with African American families and things, and I hate to say, to quote Jesse Jackson, but one thing that he says that I agree with is, he said that the reason that blacks excel in sports is because the rules are the same for everybody. So in the sense, you know, you take blacks away from what was working for them, and then you say, okay, we all in this game, but the rules are ever changing. As long as we keep trying to play by others' rules, we are going to fail. As being a family, as long as we let TV tell us what our family should look like, how they should be, how we should communicate with one another. I don't know if people have noticed, but on these sitcoms, you got the wife telling the husband what to do. The husband is an idiot. As long as we're looking at things like that, we're going to always have problems in our community, because these are not real representations. As long as we're looking at them, I mean, I don't want to go in on Tyler Perry, but then we see black comedy. And you got a man in a dress, you know, how could we not be worse off? You know what I'm saying? Look what we're letting into our culture. You know what I'm saying? It's absurd. And we're just taking too much into our culture. It's just like people say the English language is ridiculous because we're letting it. I remember when bling bling became a word and bootylicious and things like this. You know, we just let too much junk in. And that's what we've done as a community.
Sure.
Some things work in other cultures. Guess what? They're just for those other cultures. You know what I mean? They're not for black people. You know what I'm saying? You know, whoever enjoys bungee jumping, let them enjoy it. But it's not for me, and I know that. And bungee jumping for Kelly can only end in one way, and that's what we're doing. We've seen things that other cultures are doing. We've seen things on television. We're deciding, hey, we want these things, and we're going out to get them without even really understanding what's going on, like this mentality in the black community of fake it till you make it. So you don't have any money, but you want to drive that car that you really can't afford, that you don't even have a pot to piss in or a window to pour it out of. You've got to drive the best car. You know what I'm saying? Because you think that's making it. So, like, we're competing, you know, against people that we don't understand how they're playing the game. You know, maybe the folks that we see driving these cars, maybe they're not always buying. Maybe they're leasing them. You know what I'm saying? We see people switching cars. You know, we think, oh, we're going to switch cars, but we're going in debt trying to buy a car, and they're leasing the car for a few months. You know, so we don't understand everything that's going on. So what we need to return back to is a thing that we understand, and that is, you know, serving the Lord, and rebuilding our families and rebuilding our communities. And I'm not saying being separate from other people, but that seems, I feel like, the black community has to focus on so that they will be a better part of the global community. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because some people are preserving their culture.
Sure.
You know, and
yes,
that's
yes,
how the difference continues. You know what I mean? We're not preserving ours, I feel like, at times. Not all the time. But I think we're not preserving the culture.
Definitely not the important issues of our culture we're not preserving. We just pissed them away. Giving a shout out to Commandante's daughter, Commandante's daughter. I'm going to the Facebook. She says my son Jordan just said he's going to be orange. How cool is that? Shout out to Jordan, man. Jordan, if you listen, shout out to you, Jordan, baby. Yo, you know what? As a matter of fact, Commandante, send me your address. I got a $15 Wendy's gift card for Jordan, man, just for him, so he can OD on some Wendy's food, courtesy of Wendy's. Go to Wendy's.com, man. They make the best burger, the freshest burger. I don't know. I forgot my slogan, but shout out to the Wendy's on South Church Street, Burlington, North Carolina, for giving us that. I should have did better by you guys, but I'll make it up to you. Listen, Sonny, I want you to address this because you're the perfect person for this. A person on our Facebook page says, and I quote, "We can have a system that shares resources and beliefs in a universal Morse code so that the people cannot inflict on the liberties of others. Separate communities will be cool as long as they are peaceful and traded freely and fairly." I happen to understand exactly what she's saying, and I believe in what she's saying because I know that that works, okay? But so does the skinheads.
Yeah.
So does the skinhead.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? I mean, you kind of – it's kind of the same question that I said, but in today's society – and I'll ask this again, in today's society, is it important for black communities to remain black and white communities to remain white solely to make progress?
Repeat the question, Kevin.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, this is P. I said,
one and the same. Sorry.
Yeah, you don't call me Kevin and all that. That's all love, though. It's all good. I said, is it in today's society, isn't it important for things to remain the same color in communities for us to be prosperous, for us to get out of the situations that we're in?
No, I don't even know how to go deeper into that because there's so much that could be said, but no, but I do understand what you're saying about how communities work, but the community that works the best, usually that's the same color, is inside your four walls in the house that you and your family live in. But outside of that, we have to go meet the demands of the world, you know, and we're going to work with different kinds of people. And the thing is, fellas, you know that collaboration is key. I mean, Pete, we've been doing a lot of that, you know.
And it's
working. You know, that collaboration is really working. You know, we're getting in touch with the right people. We're meeting the right folks, and we're moving forward. So I think collaboration is key, you know, with the right folks, because everybody, regardless of being whatever race they are, everybody can't get with the path that you're on. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, it's some people that hate your show. They listen because they hate it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
They want to see what they're going to hate on next.
Yep,
you
can't wait to email me.
You know, but you continue to move forward, because just like the gentleman that called before me, I don't know if he was white, his voice, you know, sounded like that. But, you know, it's all kinds of people who are enjoying your show, all races, creeds and colors. And so to me, just even your show and what you're able to do in the community that you come from, it just shows that we need to collaborate as a community, you know.
All right, listen, on a whole different topic, and I'm spending some time with you because you waited a very long time to call, and I really appreciate that. I mean, I sincerely appreciate it. On a whole nother topic, what do you think about that birth certificate issue? And what do you think about the releasing of the birth certificate? Because you are, in my mind, in a whole heap of people's mind, a whole lot of people will agree with me on this. You are a political genius, Kelly. I don't know if you realize it. You might not want to hear it or want to take it, but you got to take it this time because it's on the air, and I'll repeat it. And if you don't like it, I'll record it and keep posting it to your Facebook page until you learn to like it.
Well, let me say this about the birth certificate. You know, and I know the president the office of the president of the United States is very powerful, so I don't want my Social Security number erased or anything like that. But I will say this. I feel like the timing, you know, if you had it all along, the timing is swimming right now. But what I feel like as a proud Republican, you know, an active Republican, is that we need to stop focusing on that. You know, Kevin, he says it best, and I say it. The president is still Teflon in the black community. Nothing will stick to this man. We wouldn't care if his birth certificate had said Kenya. We would have said, well, you know, he's been running the country. He's black. What does it matter? We all come from Africa. We would have said that. You know what I mean? You know we would have. So my thing is, as opposed to focusing on that birth certificate, because guess what? If it's valid, just think how much money his office has to spend to continue to cover it up, whether it's valid or not valid.
My thing
is, our party needs to get a message of how we will be better than him in 2012. How our agenda is going to help the majority of Americans. We cannot focus on these trivial things. And he made Donald Trump look like a chump, you know, at that dinner. I mean, I was embarrassed for him. You're sitting there, you're combing your hair from your eyebrows all the way back to the back of your head. You know what I mean? And the president chumped you. And, you know, and even though I'm not a fan of all the president's policies, I was glad he chumped him on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because
the
thing, we can't run on a gimmick. If the Republicans are going to win, you know what I'm saying? We can't run on a gimmick. They already did that and won, but it's already failing. His approval numbers are low. We can't
run
on a slogan, hope and change. We have got to have a real agenda that works for real people, real Americans. And like I said, since I don't want my Social Security number erased, and I'll just leave it at that.
Sure. What do you think the main requirement for the next presidential candidate, if you will? Because there are a few people that want to run and that feel like they are solid in running. But what do you think we as the people should be looking for in our next presidential candidate?
Let me say this, and I know this is going to be controversial, but I think that there should be a law in the books that any president going forward, and I think it should have been in the past as well, but any president going forward should have served this country in the military. And I know that that's not popular, but I don't know how we can make a man the leader of the greatest military on earth and they never served in it. They have the power, you know, to send troops anywhere. I mean, only Congress has the power to declare war, but the president of the United States can send troops anywhere. And I feel like he needs to have come up through that system to understand the responsibility of that office.
Mm.
Secondly, I don't want to see a career politician. You know, I'm not saying somebody that, you know, has served for a while, but I don't want to see you have done 30 years in Congress and then decide to be president, you know.
Right.
It, to me, just like for anybody running for city council, what real time have you put into the community? You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And I want someone to understand, and I know this is not going to happen, but that you can't play politics. You know, I have a slogan that I've heard people, I respect you, but people over politics, and I don't know if there's anyone who's willing to play that, because like I said, what's going on in D.C., there's a system in D.C. that is set to preserve itself, is not set to preserve any person, is not set to preserve any political party, because they change all the time, you know.
Is there
I would like to see, and I know those are things that I probably won't do.
Well, is there anybody out there on the Republican side who that you personally feel that, or independent, or unaffiliated/independent, I guess I want to say, that you feel that could be actually win the presidency over the president right now? Because personally, I'll be honest, I don't think so, Kelly. I'm sorry, it's unfortunate, but I think that the person who should have been solid, and I know it's early, it's early, but at the same time, it's late. But I think that the person who should have been, who wants to be the candidate, should have been the candidate already and should have been publicly spoken, should have came out already and said, hey, I'm the candidate, here's my track record, and here's what I'm going to do. What do you think? Is there anybody out there who can win?
Let me tell you this. I don't know necessarily who can win, but I can tell you that anybody on the Republican ticket needs to have Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona, as their vice president. I can't call it this early, and I wish that I could. I can't call it this early for the Republican ticket, but anybody that's serious about winning needs to invite Jan Brewer, because she is savvy, man, and she's doing what she has to do for Arizona. She's cutting down on this illegal immigration. She passed a law saying that we have to enact the laws that we already have. She's a stand-up woman. She wouldn't let Arizona mess around with this birth of mess. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that this stuff is not valid, but she said Arizona basically is going to focus on real issues. So while I don't necessarily think that she would be the candidate, I think that anybody who wants to win should look at her being on their ticket, hands down.
I agree with you, Kelly, and on that note, I'm going to head on to a commercial. I think Jan Brewer has shown more than dedication from what she's actually been through, you know, at her current position held. So I don't know. I don't know of anybody. I like Michelle Bachmann. I like the things that she has to say. I like how consistent she is. And I love what Jan Brewer has done for Arizona. So, I mean, that goes without said, especially with amnesty and all that. And we will be having a show on that pretty soon. So I got a lot of people to cover. I got
I don't even have to call in. I'm against it.
I got a whole list of people, actors and directors and all this stuff, man, who's been doing their thing without citizenship. But anyway, we'll get on to that in a minute. I'm probably going to cause some trouble. I know I'll get some hate mail on that. You got any shout outs before you go, Kels?
Just to you for doing what you're doing and giving everything controversial a voice on your radio. On your show. I love it. And to the Frederick Douglass Foundation for everything that they're doing in North Carolina and across the country. So.
No doubt, I appreciate it. My man Kevin Daines just gave you a BIG shout out. And shout out to all my people on there. That was Kelly Smoke, man, political mastermind, as we want to call her, as I definitely call her. Done a lot of things, man. Y'all look up on Facebook, Kelly Smoke. Look up the name. You might find her. You might not.
have a garage full of old junk? At least you think it's old junk. How about a storage that you've been paying the bill on for so long and you've just been moving stuff into and you're ready to get rid of it when you look at it all the time? Well, if you do, make sure you contact Faulkner's Antiques before you throw it away. Again, that's Faulkner's Antiques out of Burlington, North Carolina. Faulkner's will pay you top dollar for estates, sterling, old furniture, pottery, signs, old toys, and etc. Faulkner's Antiques, they specialize in some of the most prolific antiques in this part of Eastern North Carolina or the USA. So make sure you contact Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. Again, that's Wayne Prophet. That's the man you want to talk to at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. And if you get a hold of Wayne, guess what? He'll come to you free of charge. And if you can't get to him at that number, make sure you dial this other number, 336-675-4897. And don't forget, Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques says, don't forget the reason for the season. Hey, if it's Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. and you got nothing to do, I want you to make some time. Grab your slippers, get your robe on, get some comfortable clothes on, leave your rollers in your hair, and get cozy, real cozy, with a drink and your computer. If you've ever been to a coffee shop before, this is a coffee shop you've never seen before, right in the comfort of your own home. Late Night Mike, every Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m., starring your host, Katrina Watkins, poet extraordinaire, and the host Act Right, my man holds it down, the purely poetic Late Night Mike's poetry show. Hey, if you wanted some good poetry in your life, make sure you log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/purely-poetic. You're listening to WMMG, home of the KIRP radio show, baby. We are now 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you. If you want more information about KIRP radio show, hit us up online. You can visit the website at www.kirpradioshow.com. Again, that's www.kirpradioshow.com. If you're logging online and you're on some social sites, make sure you hit us up and like our page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/KIRP Radio Show. Add yourself to the page. You can leave a comment. You can talk about the topics, and we'll try our best to get them on and read them off on the show. And if you're also on Twitter, send us a tweet at @KIRP Radio Show, and you can hit up the host, and that's me, that's Pudgy, @NC Pudgy. Like I said, we are now over 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you, baby. We started out November 28th, 2010, and now we're taking it through 2011 and beyond. We are the KIRP Radio Show, and if you don't know what that stands for, that's keeping it real with Pudgy, baby. If you want more information about emailing, or you want information about advertising, or you want to know where we're going to be here and there, hit us up, KIRPradio@gmail.com or WMMG500@gmail.com, and someone will get back to you as soon as possible. Like I said, it's all because of you, baby. 100,000 listeners strong, and we're going on from here. I appreciate you, and one love. Heat messing up in this winter. Is the snow just getting on your last daggone nerves? Are you cold and you gotta put on a snuggie in the house? That's not comfortable. No, it's not comfortable. Are you a grown man wearing your wife's footies? Are they pink? You scared to go check your mailbox with your wife's footies on and as cold as it is inside as it is outside? Well, I'll tell you what you do. If you're looking for a friend, contact Riley Heating and Cooling. If your ductwork needs a facelift, Riley Heating and Cooling will facelift your ductwork. Are you getting the most for your dollar? If you're not, Riley Heating and Cooling will make sure you get the most for your dollar. Ask about their five-point inspection service. They have trained professionals that offers 25 years of experience. To contact Riley Heating and Cooling, call 336-263-5111. Again, that's 336-263-5111, and you'll find a friend at Riley Heating and Cooling. You have a garage full of old junk? At least you think it's old junk. How about a storage that you've been paying the bill on for so long and you've just been moving stuff into and you're ready to get rid of it when you look at it all the time? Well, if you do, make sure you contact Faulkner's Antiques before you throw it away. Again, that's Faulkner's Antiques out of Burlington, North Carolina. Faulkner's will pay you top dollar for estates, sterling, old furniture, pottery, signs, old toys, and etc. Faulkner's Antiques, they specialize in some of the most prolific antiques in this part of Eastern North Carolina or the USA. So make sure you contact Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. Again, that's Wayne Prophet. That's the man you want to talk to at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. And if you get a hold of Wayne, guess what? He'll come to you free of charge. And if you can't get to him at that number, make sure you dial this other number, 336-675-4897. And don't forget, Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques says, don't forget the reason for the season.
WMMG, home of the KRRP radio show. This is the T Real, aka Pudgy. Keeping it real with Pudgy Radio Show. Woo! It's been crazy talking about white power, black power, white supremacy, black supremacy, racial equality, and how you really feel. We also asking the question, you know, what makes one race better? And we put it to a rest finally, you know, just say what's on your mind. So, you know, it's what we do. Gotta get some shots out. Shots out to Pam Lucas. Happy birthday to your family, from me, everybody. Shout out to Pam Lucas. Wide awake, NC. We also want to give a special shout out to Miss Catherine Davis, Legislative Director of the Network of Political Active Christians, the NPAC, out of North Cross, Georgia. Also want to give a shout out to Aisha Crook, Senior Corporate Chaplain, Frederick Douglass Foundation President. Definitely want to give a shout out to you, Aisha. Frederick Douglass Foundation of New York. We also want to give a shout out to my man Matt Kreutz, Senior Account Executive and Insurance Specialist for Rochester Wealth Management Group, LLC. They offer securities through Capital Securities Management Incorporated. They're a member of FINRA and the SIPC. For more information on that, give my man Matt a call at 585-241-2032. We can talk to you about some securities. Also want to give a shout out to Charlotte Bergman, Effective PMP LLC. Gotta give another shout out to my people over at the CMVCC. That's the Charlotte Mecklenburg Black Chamber of Commerce. Give a shout out to the chairman, Terry Jones, Board of Directors. Doing big things over there in Charlotte. Also got to give another shout out to my people over there at the Corner Magazine, Edwin Timberlake Jr., president and CEO of the Corner Magazine, folks. To get in touch with the Corner Magazine, and let me tell you something, this magazine is something special. So if you want to get in touch with the Corner Magazine, you need to hit up at www.thecornermag.com. thecornermag, thecornermagazine.com. Make sure you hit them up. Shout out to Flavor Fashion, Charlotte, North Carolina, Alamance Outdoor Equipment, Burlington, North Carolina, Creative Art. Shout out to my man over there, Mr. Miller, Creative Art, Satin Records, Golden Child, what up? Another shout out to my man, Pat Chipora, Anna Career Grunberg over there, all the people over there, my man, he's Zion Rome. Shout out to you guys working on the Oprah Winfrey Show. Shout out to all you guys doing big things, man. I appreciate all the love you guys show me. Shout out to David A. Rudin, 6th Congressional District Republican Party. Shout out to my man over there, High Point, North Carolina, doing big things. Shout out to Alvin Sagmore, Alamance County Fire Marshal's Office. And a B.I.G. shout out to my man, Isaac Hayes, who ran against Jesse Jackson Jr. in the 2nd District, Chicago, 2nd Congressional District. Shout out to my man over there, man. And that's all our shout outs, you know, for today. I want to end the show. I want to go back to my girl, Sunny Johnson, because she had more to say before I cut her off, and I want to go back to her and, you know, see what she has to give us on the day. And, Sunny, you are on the line with KRRP Radio if you're still there. Hello? Okay, maybe Sunny's off the line. Hello, Sunny, you there? Okay, maybe Sonny's off the line anyway, but, you know, just recapping a little bit of what we went over today, and I'll try to get back to her in just a second, because I had another question for her, and I know she wanted to end the show with something, but just recapping what we went over today, you know, we were talking about white power and white supremacy, black power and black supremacy. Here's something that I feel deep and dear in my heart. For right or wrong, I know that there were, and probably still is, some benefits of all black and all white neighborhoods. You know, speaking on the behalf of blacks, we were actually better before segregation in the essence of a family, in the family environment, in a religious environment. We had more religion about ourselves. We had more. We were more of a family. We depended upon each other. We were more together. I think that that's something that, I think today we have to overcome the racial issue and overcome that. That premise that we need to go back there, that we need to rewind back to that point in time. We were together and we depended upon each other because we had to be. Now I feel like we need to be together and depend upon each other because we need to be. I think it's important to relate to your own race. I think that we should take the time and actually do the things to correct the wrongs that have been done to us in our society and in our own communities. And when I say that, I'm talking mentally. And spiritually, like we have dropped religion in our households. We've dropped education in our households. I think the TV teaches more of our kids than we do ourselves. We're not political anymore. We don't pay attention to what's going on. A lot of us vote for people who we don't even identify with because we don't feel like we need to research that. I think most of my people, we live off feel-good moments when it comes to the political sector. I'm going to say about all things. But I definitely say when it comes to the political side of things that we react off impulse. If it feels good, if it sounds good, that's what we're rolling with. And contrary to that, I think all people do that. But I'm just speaking on the black community. I think that we owe it to ourselves to dig more deeper in the things that we believe and stand on the things that we believe. Don't be afraid to say that, hey, I'm a Christian and I believe in Jesus Christ. And I'm not going to vote for anybody that's anti-Christ. I don't care how good you sound or what your policies are. I think we owe it to ourselves to say that and stand on that and on our own 2 feet. I think we owe it to ourselves to say we're not going to vote for somebody who believes in abortion, if that's your stance. Personally, that's my stance. You know, and speaking furthermore on that, it's more than a choice. It's not a choice anymore. You can't argue choice. You know, I'm doing an event called L for L. It's called Love for Life. Log on to the KRRPRadioShow.com website. Sign up for Love for Your Life. That's going to be a prolific event that we're doing, it's going to be monumental. You know, we got people who've been raped, who have had abortions, who regretted it, some who have not regretted it, but they're going to talk you through some of the same feelings that you go through and some of the same things that you go through. They're going to talk about it and share those experiences with you. A lot of people don't share this stuff with anybody. They keep it bottled up, and somehow I feel like having this event will make folks who've been through something like this feel better and make them, they'll relate to someone they don't know that went through the same thing, to let them know that, hey, you're not alone. And I also think it's therapy for people who've been through it. They actually get to talk about it. Because there's something about holding something in to your death. No one really wants to do that. No one really wants to hold something in until the day that they die or afterwards and go to the grave with it. I feel like that's something that you want to get off your chest and, talk about it. Maybe that's therapy to those folks. So if you get a chance, log on to the KIRPRadioshow.com website and sign up for L4L. It's at the bottom of the screen. It's called Love for Life. Shout out to my girl Jay Tracy. She's out there, and she's actually on the picture of the L4L. She's the pregnant lady that's on the picture. So shout out to her and her husband. They're doing big things on that side, man. She's on YouTube. Look her up, youtube.com, J-J-A-E, Tracy, just like it sounds. One more time, we're going to try to get in time with Sonny, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, I'm glad you're here, man. We got 5 minutes. I want you to you did a piece, man, that I absolutely fell in love with, man. I don't know. Do you remember what I'm talking about, Sonny?
I hope you mean You Before God.
Yes. That's the piece that I was talking about. I just commented on it this morning. Can you do that piece for us to take us away on the show?
That would be my honor. And like everything you said on this show, is only really one answer, and that is going to God and remembering that He created you and you were made in His image, and you should live your life to try to mirror that. And I think that if any answer is significant, that's the answer to every problem we have.
Absolutely. I there's no more that I need to say, man. Sonny, take us away.
All right, this one is called You Before God. One day you'll have to go to God. One day you'll have to hear Him say, go ahead and open the pearly gates. Go ahead and let in that child of mine. One day you'll pause before you take that step. One day you'll doubt everything about yourself. Maybe I shouldn't accept this gift. Maybe it really isn't mine. But you'll take that step and cross that line, trumpeted victories and faces that remind you of a life placed in your hands to guide. And you will find smiles and joy, happiness and laughter, peace and serenity, those things you were after near purple mountains and green pastures. And that will be the moment you stop, having reversed back to habits rehearsed over and over. You look for those that quake with fear, envy, and hate, trying to predict what side you least like to agitate. Your arrogance neglecting the pearly gate. Peter, Paul, and Simon, Ruth, Esther, Mary Magdalene, each there by his own accord, his own merit, receiving justified awards. You are out of place, and you will have to look upon his face, and you will have to hear him say, welcome home, my son, it's judgment day. And what will you say? I did my best to help the poor and defenseless. But then what's up with all this Planned Parenthood business? They had the right to make that decision for themselves. Yeah, but did you have to stand around and help? To their obedience, what was your limitation? Champion of their cause, killer of my creation. But the mothers were poor. The babies didn't stand a chance. Who do you think you are? Better yet, who do you think I am? With every baby born, there's also born a plan. But you are justified in free choice as a free man. Do you have any questions for me? I've given up on your word, found it hard to believe, surrounded by so much corruption, poverty, and greed, with tears spilled over blood-soaked streets. I came to you on bended knee, yet you never seemed to answer me. Oh, now it's about me. You came to me on bended knee about we, with your arrogant assumption that the ends justify the means. You prayed for social justice. You prayed for social rights, and every day you received your wish trapped in the social blight. You never prayed for your soul. You never asked to be forgiven for your sins. You never opened up your heart. You never let me in. You depended on your friends. Their approval bought your redemption. They were your road to salvation, champion of their cause, killer of my creation. Any more discussions before the final decision is made?
Are you even going to take into account all the people I've saved? The people you saved, I hate to say it this harsh, but just who in the hell do you think you are? Tread lightly before that question leaves a literal scar. I am a champion of the people, a defender of their rights, especially the blacks being trampled by the whites. You left a defenseless people. I was strong enough to fight. You brought them here in chains, and you talk to me about social rights? The slaves, they fought and removed their chains while singing songs that evoked my name. How many of your followers would do the same? How many of your followers believe that they are actually what they are meant to be? Pimps, hoes, murderers, thieves. With so few of them called out to me personally and not for the we collectively. They have decided to follow you, not to follow me. And that's the tragedy. They believe they could get to me through you. And the sad part is, you believed it too. There is no way to the Father except through the Son. Matter of fact, I think this conversation is done. See that group over there, the ones with their smiles all aglow? In that crowd stand some people I'm sure you will know. They came to me and said that you would vouch for their soul. So they've been waiting for you, leader of a nation, champion of their cause, killer of my creation. Save them. And poem.
Man, I don't have a round of applause, but I'll clap for you. Good job, good job. Bravo, bravo. Sonny, I appreciate you coming and closing out the show with that poem, man. I was listening to that this morning, and a lot of people followed suit. There were some people before me, but that was a beautiful poem. That was a beautiful piece. I can't even call it a poem because it's a bit of it's different. I don't know. You can call it spoken word. You can call it poetry. You can call it a rap. I could throw music to it or whatever, but it is what it is.
I told you, it's
nice.
It's all in that one thing that we've let our government take God out of everything. And as Christians, we have to accept the responsibility of it and realize that each one of us will individually have to go before God and answer for the decisions we made, whether it's not to vote, whether it's to go to the abortion clinic, whether it's to take a life of another human being, whether it's just to hate someone because of their color. Whatever it is, each one of us individually will have to go before God, and we will have to answer questions. And if you keep that in consideration, then I think when you get there, you might find a more receptive God.
Well, you know what? The topic of next week's show is, I got to read it out. You're going to love this. Are we better or worse without religion in the school system?
What?
And why?
That's my answer, worse, but I'll wait for next week to let you know that one.
Yeah, definitely wait till next week on that. We don't want to get into it now. We're about to close the show. Sonny, shout-outs, baby, before you roll.
Always P. I was listening to Willmatic today.
Yeah, that's
so
right,
big shout-out to host Pudgy all day long. And, Kevin, I know you out there in the background. What's up, bro? You know, both of y'all are my main dogs, so I really appreciate y'all. Love y'all.
Yo, love you too, Sonny. That was Sonny Johnson, man, extraordinary woman. This woman, she does it all, man, from poetry to spoken word to activism to speeches. You know, she does it all. So big shout-out to her. Big shout-out to all my listeners on the KRRP radio show, man. You guys are the best, man. Shout-out to the Frederick Douglass Foundation. My man Kev Daniels, who stopped through the studio with that cheesecake that I didn't get any of. Shout-out to you. Shout out to all the people that I read. Shout out to all my birthdays out there, man. Shout out to all my peoples. I appreciate everybody listening. Same time, same place next week. If you missed most of the show, log on to KIRPRadioshow.com. Get your re-listening on, man. You can listen to the show again. You know what I mean? You can listen to the whole show all over again. You won't get the comment. You have to just yell at the radio or just yell at the monitor or whatever. But, you know, shout out to everybody. You can listen to the show that way. If you got more comments afterwards, we'll still be on topic on the Facebook. So facebook.com/KRRP Radio Show. You can Twitter @KRRP Radio Show, @NC Pudgy. Make sure you add us. Got to give a special B.I.G. shout out to my people over there at Purely Poetic. Every Wednesday night, 9:30 p.m., Purely-Poetic. blogtalkradio.com/Purely-Poetic. They do it big, man. Purely Poetic. .net They do it real big. That's Coffee Shop via the internet. Shout out to all my people over there. The show is over. Same time, same place. Next week, we're going to talk about religion. Are we better or worse without religion in the school systems or any systems, and why? Make sure you guys log on. You know, that's how we do it, man. It's B.I.G. Everybody got B.I.G. in my book. Get the T-shirts, man. Y'all make sure y'all go online and get some T-shirts, man. I love KRRP Radio Show. It's the T-shirts. One love, y'all. B.I.G. in my book. Real gon' recognize. Real gon' recognize. Real, real. Phony gon' recognize. Still, still. Hang around when I win.